From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Some Columbia students are planning to participate in a national walkout tomorrow in wake of the deadly shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, nearly a month ago. The walkout is expected to take place at 10 a.m. for 17 minutes in honor of the 17 lives lost in the shooting. Columbia Public Schools spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark says since the national movement is intended to be a peaceful act of solidarity, the district is preparing for a similar situation.
Our students are wanting a way to be able to express themselves. We have an obligation to maintain the educational environment and to maintain the safety of all of our students when they're on our campuses.
Baumstark says local law enforcement is aware of the proposed student walkout. Since the shooting, many students nationwide have become vocal about stricter gun control laws. The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill that would dramatically increase penalties for misusing money intended to help the poor. The measure, approved yesterday, would create a three-strikes policy for anyone using the Temporary Assistance for Needing Families program. The proposal would kick people off the program for 3 months the first time they spent money on a prohibited item or business, such as cigarettes or a liquor store. The second infraction would result in a six-month disqualification, and the third would bring a five-year ban. Proponents said the penalties would encourage accountability and weed out fraud. Opponents said it could hurt vulnerable families who might unwittingly violate the rules. The bill needs to be voted on again before it heads to the Senate. Wendy Noren, who is the Boone County Clerk for over 30 years, has died. KBIA's Lauren Brown has more.
Our students are wanting a way to be able to express themselves. We have an obligation to maintain the educational environment and to maintain the safety of all of our students when they're on our campuses.
Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley of Missouri appears to be distancing himself from the state's embattled governor. Hawley campaign consultant Brad Todd told reporters not to expect fellow Republican Governor Eric Greitens on the campaign trail during kickoff events. Hawley is seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill. But as Hawley works to start his campaign, Greitens is fighting for his political career. A grand jury indicted Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge last month related to a 2015 affair. He allegedly took a non-consensual photo of the woman. The Democratic Senate Majority PAC is already trying to tie Hawley to Greitens with ads launched this month. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.